We have over 3,000 volunteers. It's the largest contingent of volunteers around the world in any of the regions. And they're working largely in education, health, and then after that, the largest areas are in environment and sustainable agriculture. Then we also have some programs in youth development and small enterprise development. Those are kind of the principal areas that we work in. And then there are sub-areas underneath there that get into things like ecotourism and water and sanitation.
This month, actually, you mark 50 years of the Peace Corps. Have the types of projects changed over time since the 60s?
The mission of Peace Corps has remained true to this day of promoting world peace and friendship through sending volunteers overseas to assist the countries in which they work in meeting their needs for trained men and women, and then promoting better understanding of Americans in the countries where they work, and then when they come back home of the countries where they serve. The actual types of projects, many of them are very similar, particularly in the health and education fields, where they're still working very much at the community level. Living and working alongside the people that they're overseas to serve. But there have been some evolutions as well in the education sector. For example, we've moved from essentially having nothing but teachers in the classroom to doing much more teacher training. We still have teachers in the classroom, but doing more teacher training and working with parents and teachers associations. Work focused on girls' empowerment. In the health field, we traditionally have done a lot of work at the community level in terms of primary health care and messages around primary health concerns for the rural population. Clearly, one of the emphases that we've had in the last 10 to 15 years has been a heavy focus on HIV/AIDS prevention, and then also remediating the impact, lessening the impact on populations affected by AIDS, particularly working with orphans and vulnerable children, some early childhood development that's being done at the community base. And then more recently, just in the last couple years, we have a couple of our countries that have done some very innovative work in malaria prevention. And so we are undertaking, as part of our 50th anniversary celebration, a brand new Stomp Out Malaria in Africa initiative that we are going to be rolling out across about 25 of our 27 countries.
Now, in regard to some of the work that you do, some of the activities of the Peace Corps, do you have any statistics to show in some of the areas that your volunteers have worked, there has been an increase in, you know, the national gross domestic product or successful poverty alleviation programs?
You know, that's a good question. And I fundamentally believe that you change the world one person at a time. And that's really the beauty of what Peace Corps does. I think by the purest definition of sustainable development, changing a life and changing some of their values and giving them a new set of skills, what Peace Corps does is truly sustainable development. It doesn't lend itself to measuring an impact at the GDP level, but certainly in certain areas you can have a very clear impact. The malaria program that we had in Senegal, in areas where Peace Corps volunteers were involved in universal distribution of bed nets, as well as working with local communities in terms of how to prevent and treat malaria, they went from high incidence of malaria to very low incidence and zero mortality as a result of malaria. And that was a very clear, direct impact of Peace Corps' work at the community level.